All right, looks like we're up and recording. So this is Russell Canning again on our second podcast for NHExit, and I'm talking to Dave Ridley again.
Yep, that would be me.
our first one was partly experimental and partly just getting the ball rolling. Since our this second one will be covering an event that came up. I visited the Seacoast Welcome Group last month, I think it was. I think I went to a Free State Project Porcupine Mover Party in a new space they have called the Shell. And they have a cool place in an old mill on the river. That in Rollinsford, and it the river is, and on the other side of the river is Maine, so that was cool.
So for the, we should probably point out that Free Staters are people who moved to New Hampshire for more freedom. They tend to be libertarians.
Yes, I think that's what this group is mostly full of. And that's what that party was that I went to. So that was fun. So they have a space at the back and the bottom of Lower Mills at Salmon Falls. It's at 3 Front Street in Rollinsford, Rollinsford, New Hampshire. And this is a little club they have. Fits 50 to 100 people. And he is going to, and Dennis, who's one of the people that runs this, is going, Dennis Pratt, he is starting a big liberty idea discussion. He's going to have one once a month. And he's a big secession person, I guess, because he wants the first one to be about NHExit. So,
nice. And so is this Dennis Pratt?
Yes.
Okay.
I met him at the party last time around, and we hit it off right away. I think we're both we both have the same good and bad traits. So, yeah, that was lots of fun. And then when he got a hold of our first podcast and contacted me and said, "Hey, let's do this." And I said, "Oh, that sounds wonderful. When do you want to do it?" And he said, "How about January?" And I went, okay, well, hate to not take advantage of this because it'll be fun.
So you're are you going to actually go there in person?
Yes.
Because you're all over the country. You're all over the country driving normally.
Right? Yes, and I wasn't planning on coming there till like March.
Okay.
And he's talked me into it. So he wants somebody to lay out the case for NHExit. And kind of do a high level, simple introduction to secessionism. You know, don't get too much into the history, don't get into the politics too much, don't get too deep into anything, but just kind of give them like a, so I'll be doing a half hour presentation. Then they're going to break up into groups and discuss it and come back and ask questions and give suggestions and stuff like that.
Cool.
I also warned him that the good thing is secession gets people excited, and also it makes some people really mad. Like
that's even better.
They don't want you to talk about it. I mean, it's a small level of rebellion to the empire just talking about this. They don't want us to talk about this.
Yeah.
So that's what he's planning. It's January 6th at that place. You can look it up. You can find this information for this event on any of the social media that NHExit is on, you know, Facebook and that sort of stuff. And you can find it at their place, which is seacoastwelcome.org.
Okay. There. Yeah, and I did take it. Took a quick look at the website, but yeah, it's really it's an indicator of how we just did a little podcast. Doesn't have very many viewers yet, but it's already resulted in, you know, two concrete things. Because on my end, you got that Shell thing going. Then on my end, what happened is somebody contacted me and wanted to interview me. after the podcast aired. So it's, you know, again, that's just one podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't even cover very many topics. We're not, you know, we're not even getting into legislation that might be happening and this and that. So, so you know, it'll be fun for that sort of stuff. So, who was the person that you have you set up the thing, or has it already happened?
I don't remember. They had a 781 area code. Somebody contacted me, and I emailed them back. We haven't set up a time to talk yet.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it didn't. It wasn't like it wasn't exactly. You know, I wasn't being contacted by the Wall Street Journal or anything. It was just. I think it was just another podcast. But you know, it's still more than nothing.
You know, and the other thing is, I don't know if Dennis knows this or, you know, or I'll be telling the people when I go to this one, you know, it's not like I'm a spokesman for NH Exit, or it's not like we have a board of directors that has to vote on things. And it's not like we have a mission statement, you know, it's just a collection of people. I think I'll also tell them that kind of what we are is promoting all the other groups that are promoting secession, right?
Like, yeah.
The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and other people, you know what I mean? And we're just the ones that we don't have to have a board meeting to decide if we can do something.
Right.
We can just go do it. So that one thing I've also been wondering is if I get contacted by the normal media, do I even want to talk to them?
Or yes.
Should we just yes, talk yes, among yes. ourselves?
The thing we learned the hard way, so I know a little bit about PR because I was, you know, I worked for TV stations for a long time, and I know how a good PR person interacts with me, and I know how a bad PR person interacts with me. And I was pretty close friends with Jeff Crilly, who was he's a PR guy now, but in the early 2000s, he was a TV reporter, and he was probably the best feature reporter in Texas, and just brilliant guy and really nice. And he used to be interested in PR. And then one day, like in 2003, he's like hands me this book. He goes, "Here, I wrote a book." And he really did. It was his picture on the cover. It was this brilliant graphics. It was a beautiful book, and it was called, you know, I don't remember what it was called. It was a book about PR, how to do PR. Free publicity, I think, was what it was called.
Hmm.
And so I learned quite a bit from him. And I wrote an article right about the same time his book came out. In fact, his book inspired me to write an article. And I wrote it for the Free State Project website. It's still there. I think it's called Our Local Media Relations.
Yes, I remember that.
Tips from an Insider. And it just explains what works and what doesn't when you're dealing with the press. And I made a key mistake in writing that article. And that was, I assumed that we would be focusing mostly on trying to avoid negative publicity and getting positive publicity. Mm-hmm. But that was actually not the paradigm that we had to deal with. It was, what really happened was, it was just a question of whether we were going to get enough publicity. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Also, that's one thing about secession is it's much more controversial and can bring the negative publicity, but it helps. It brings publicity.
Yeah. If you're not bringing negative publicity, you're probably not bringing publicity. So the reason the Free State Project doesn't get that much publicity anymore. I mean, it goes in fits and starts. I mean, there's been points in time where we've gotten a lot, but by and large, we don't get that much. We could always use more. And the reason is because we're actually not that controversial. We're not, maybe not mm-hmm. controversial enough. You know, people in New Hampshire welcomed the idea of liberty people moving there a lot more than we thought they would. Right. So it just mm-hmm. became non-controversial, non-issue. Here they are. They're just some people, you know, and of course that wouldn't happen in any other state, probably even Wyoming. I don't think it would have played out like that. But in New Hampshire, we just sort of blended, and so no one really cared that much in some cases. I mean, there are exceptions. There are people who lose their minds over the Free State Project, but for the most part, it's just not controversial. So that's why it doesn't get that much press. Because it's not getting that much press, we're not actually getting that many. We're not getting, well, we get a pretty good number of movers, but if we got more press, we'd get a lot more movers, people moving for freedom.
Yeah. It seems like also I remember over time, you have people who are more libertarian and they're from some big city or something like that. When they came to New Hampshire, they thought they would be sticking out more, but they blended in more.
Yep.
So that it wasn't that big of a deal. And especially depends on the neighborhood or the town you move into. I mean, you seem pretty normal. So and that's also why I like the idea of promoting NH Exit, because we don't have to, you know, if somebody just wants to move to New Hampshire and blend in, well, they don't have to join us. And we can do more publicity, right? You can be pushing, because in order to secede, we're going to have to get everybody we're going to have the hearts and minds of a lot of people.
We can't. Right. Well, no, actually, well, sort of. What's going to happen is it's going to be beyond our control. There's going to be something that external that happens. The feds are going to do something that makes people want it. We can't make them want it. It's still a crazy idea 5 years from now, just like it is now. But the problem is 5 years from now, the feds will probably be doing such bad things, or the economy will have fully collapsed, or something along those lines. Something will happen that changes people's opinion, something external to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So I wanted this one to be mostly about the one meeting, and I forgot to bring up a couple of things. Anybody that's listening to this podcast who hasn't read somewhere else, I would love if as many NH Exit people as possible could come to the January 6th meeting. It's a Wednesday night on the seacoast. And if anybody wants to help me present or help answer questions, contact me. Find me on social media or through some sort of NH Exit thing. Or find me, I'm Russell Canning at Yahoo and stuff like that. So I'm pretty easy to find, but just contact me so I can have. And I am also needing to talk to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence to get brochures sent to Dennis. I need to contact some of them. I haven't gotten anything back from them. And there's a couple other people I want to contact to see if they can be there. Because if people get excited about certain ideas, yeah, it'd be nice to hand them more contact info at the end.
Yeah, I could use some of those brochures. I can think of a use for those right away, actually. Yeah. I had to contact them myself, yeah.
I just watched a video yesterday of Ian handing them out at a Trump rally of some sort in Concord.
Oh, and that's a good idea. You mean like a recent, like a post-election Trump rally?
Yeah, it was a Stop the Steal thing, and he even got in. He even got to talk for 5 minutes about secession. He said, "I don't know if some of you people won't be too excited about this, but let me tell you some stuff." And they were pretty receptive. So.
Oh yeah, that's the perfect audience. And it's interesting this year how you would normally after each, general election, or after each 4-year election, at the imperial level, you will see that there's going to be there's a lot of people that push for secession right after it because they didn't like the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But that actually didn't happen much this year.
Well, not yet.
Correct.
I think it might. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Let me stop the recording on this one, because I think I've gotten out all the info on the swell meeting.
Hey, have we hit 20 minutes yet?
I don't know if I even see a recording where the number is.
We may not be at the 20-minute mark yet, and we would probably want to make sure that each recording we upload is more than 20 minutes long, because that affects how it shows on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
If it's less than 20 minutes, people assume it's not a podcast, and it fails to show up in the filters.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do listen to podcasts that are, some of them are 10 minutes long. Depends on... I have one podcast. They're all 5 minutes. It's a 5 minutes in church history. Okay. And it goes back through history. It's funny, but that's, of course, I'm getting it through a podcast player. So
everybody's different. But for me, if I'm going to listen to something while I'm eating or whatnot, I don't want to be messing with the computer every 10 minutes. So I don't listen. Right. And a lot of other people are that way too.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that like it. You know, they want one that's at least a half an hour or at least an hour. Right. And
yeah.
And then, so another thing that I'm going to be doing down the road here is do a big live meeting with as many NH Exit people as possible. And yeah, we'll have fun and plan and see what happens. Then, if that goes well, we should maybe we'll do it and record it all. So there could be five or 10 of us, and it'll be mayhem. It'll be fun. And then we'll be interviewing lots of interesting characters, and so we'll see what
happens. Right, and once they're on the podcast, and they'll start, oh, I should do this other thing, you know, and they'll go off, and it'll inspire the people who are on it, you know, maybe more than the listeners. So,
And that's the other thing is now that I have nhexit.org there, if anybody has any New Hampshire secession activism or info that they have, and I will promote it, unless you're evil and want to kill people. So anything besides that, I will be promoting it. It's just too much fun.
And are you familiar? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the concept of super forecasting teams?
Mm-mm.
So no. I forget the website. What is the main website where there's like a web forum where people make predictions, and it's like a bunch of forum threads, except on each thread you might have 100 people, and they've all given like weighted average predictions as to whether, you know, the Swiss military doctor who autopsied Yasser Arafat is going to find polonium right in his gut, you know, or something like that. So,
Dave, while you're saying that, I'm at a website called goodjudgment.com, and it's public super forecasts.
Yeah, it's very connected, but I'm not sure this is like the little people part where that you can participate yourself. Good Judgment is the root of all this, and that's what triggered this sport, if you want to call it, of predicting. Yes. And being held accountable. What I think it would be really neat to have happen is a super forecasting team to start looking into the question of, you know, which countries are going to break apart, particularly the United States, and what the chances are and what the timing might be. A super forecasting team is going to be able to actually predict that with relative accuracy. And the problem is that most of these teams, they're talking about their own subjects, not your subject, and they are the really good ones are doing. I think they're doing a lot of this in secret. Good Judgment, like I don't know where I would go to find goodjudgment.com's team. You know, their best team, what they predicted last month. It seems like it's all kind of hidden, but there's sort of like an open source version of it that average people are pumping into and having fun with. And then you can see, like, there are certain people who have the highest ratings for predicting things. It's really nice to have a super forecasting team on this. And I just don't think the science is developed, but the actual culture is not developed enough so that you can just find answers to all kinds of questions.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that's related to that, you know, talking about other, you know, who's going to secede first and what's going to happen. One of the guys doing Texas secession wants to have us on his podcast and is willing to come on ours. So I'll be trying to set that up as soon as possible. I think we need to set up a friendly rivalry with him. So that will be fun. I was thinking of all the things that make New Hampshire versus Texas better, worse for secession and other stuff. So we could start the ball rolling on that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Like, I would have to give them that Texas has going for it that it was independent not as long ago, right? New Hampshire has been in the empire for longer. But right. on the other side, New Hampshire was the first one to split last time, right?
Yeah, and it did have part of New Hampshire was independent from the United States, you know, in the 1800 era, I think.
Yeah. And then Texas has the advantage of it's big and has certain things going for it. But then New Hampshire has, if Texas is busy seceding, New Hampshire might be able to sneak off without them even noticing. Like if we had, you know, like right now, there's California guys doing it and Texas guys doing it. If they're doing it, you know, compared to them, New Hampshire's just like, we're sneaking out. So
the important thing, as I understand, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, no, as I was saying, the important thing, as I understand it, is getting out fast and early. So if you look at Slovenia in 1991, they did have 10 days of fighting, but they were at the forefront of getting out of Yugoslavia. That 10 days of fighting started to look pretty good compared to what happened to all the other republics that dragged their feet.
Well, then that would mean we need to speed things up here.
Yeah, and of course, Slovenia is not the best model. Yugoslavia is a terrible model as well. That is not how you want succession to play out. Slovenia is a much better model. And yes, you know, secession is, it can be dangerous, right? It's not something that is undertaken or talked about lightly, despite the fact that we might have, you know, we might be jovial. I think we all have to recognize that this is a dangerous thing that you do when there's not really any other better option, right? If your government something like Slobodan Milosevic tried to do around Yugoslavia, or like you know, had been done to the Estonians historically, it's a dicey thing that is, it's your fire escape. No, you don't want to be on a fire escape. But that is sometimes better than burning alive.
Mm-hmm. So I think before we get too far off onto other stuff, I'm going to finish off this recording.
Yeah, I think we've passed 20 minutes, so we can pick it up again.
And that way we don't get too far off of our original subject on this one, so people don't have to search.
Yeah. But yeah, okay. January 6th on the seacoast near the seacoast, I guess, in New Hampshire at Rollinsford, the NH exit mini convention, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, presentation for people. So, yeah, if you go to any of the NH exit stuff, you'll find the dates and times.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I'll close off this recording.